Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Peya Perik Dalid Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now we're going to talk a little bit about ant holes. I come to my field. The tool is standing over there. Ah, Baruch Hashem. A successful crop. I'm about to cut it. But someone beat me to it, so to speak. There are those that have been cutting before me. Ants. I look into the ant holes. Ants of whole colonies. And there are kernels of grain there. Who does that belong to? Zok the Mishnah, Chayrei Hanemolim. If ant holes, as we explained, that are in my field, Shebetoy Chakama, where I didn't start cutting yet, this field has standing tua. Harehin Shebalabayas. These kernels of grain belong to the Balabayas, not to the poor people. Before I start cutting, the poor people have no right yet to any of the matnas anim that the Torah gave them. Shala achara kaitze. But if I look into the ant holes that are in the field, and I find kernels of grain after the cutter started to cut already, even if this particular ant hole is in an area that wasn't cut yet, once they start cutting, it could be the ants brought it from leket that belonged to anim. Could be the people were cutting, one or two stalks fell down, it belongs to the aniyim, and maybe the ants brought it from there. Memela the halach is as follows. Hu el yoinim, the grains that are on tap, li aniyim, that belongs to the poor people. Vatachtoinim, once I get through the top layer, the grains that are at the bottom, the kernels that are underneath, shel balabayas, that belongs to the balabayas. Now the Batanur explains as follows. The ones on top are white. White means that it's ripe. Ones at the bottom mean that they're green. Green is the color of grain that didn't become ripe yet. So this is a very easy way to tell which ones did the ants bring here before I started cutting, which ones afterwards. I didn't cut, or I didn't have my people cut until it was ripe. So the top white ones that belong to the aniyim, they were taken by the ants after we started cutting. So it could be from leket. The bottom green one were taken by the ants before I started to cut. Ants aren't so makpid to wait for it to be ripe. And at that time, there was no chiyuv leket yet. So once again, well, yoinim, the ones on top, lianim, they belong to the poor people. These are the white ones that the ants could have brought after they cut it. Vatachtanim, the ones on the bottom that are green, shel balabayas, they belong to the balabayas. They were taken by the ants before the cutting started. Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says, Hakol Yaniyim. All the grains in the holes belong to the Yaniyim, belong to the poor people. Shesafik leket leket. Even if it's only a suffik that it may be leket, we have to consider it leket. That's learned from the pasuk La'oni v'lager tazayv. The word tazayv says leave. Sometimes you have to leave even something that could be yours. But let me ask you, why is this suffik leket? You just told me it's color coordinated. It's very geschmack. It's easy to tell. The green ones were unripe. And the answer is, Meir holds, even though I only cut the ones that are white, there's always some unripe grains that get mixed in. So the fact that it was green, says Meir, is not 100% proof that the ants brought it before we started cutting. Because even after you start cutting, there's some green, unripe grains that get mixed in. Once there's a possibility that it's leket, we paskin suffik leket is leket. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that Tanakama also holds suffik leket is leket. He just says the chances of green grains getting in with the white ones is so rare, we don't consider that a real suffik, a viable suffik. Let's get a little lumdish. Isn't there a rule that any suffik d'oraisa is l'chumra? Anytime you're not sure about something and it's min ha-toira, you have to go l'chumra. So why do I need a special pasuk to tell me suffik leket is leket if leket is min ha-toira? And the answer is, when it comes to anything that has to do with money, the ani wants my money, or he wants money that he claims is his, and it's not mine. The rule is, ha-moitzi mechaveri olav haraya. Like we're going to see many times in Mishnayos Bez Hashem. I can't just go over to you and say, that shirt you're wearing, you know, is my shirt. What are you talking about? It's my shirt. Yeah, prove that it's your shirt. He doesn't have to prove that it's his shirt. He has the shirt. If I want to take the shirt away from him, I have to prove that it's my shirt. So normally, if the ani wants to take the money away from me, he has to prove. So I should be able to say to him, go prove that it was taken after we started to cut. And therefore, although normally when it comes to money you can say it, here you can't. Because the pasuk gives us the extra lashon la'ani v'lager tazayif oisam, leave it for them. Leave it even from your money. That's what the Torah wants. Okay, so we learned about ant holes in our Mishnah. We learned about kernels of tefuah that were found in ant holes. You know, ants gather a lot of tefuah into their holes. They have whole colonies under the earth. Chazal tell us, if the Torah didn't tell us not to steal, we can learn it from the ants. Because the ants will gather their tefuah, no one steals from the other one. Now, they may not steal from each other, but Lamaisa, they may have taken over here things that belong to the Aniyim, if it's Leket. That's my problem. So, before I started to cut, there's no Chashash. There's no Chiv Leket yet. Once I started to cut, maybe they took from what's really Leket. Maybe as they were cutting, one stalk of Tua fell, or two, it belongs to the Aniyim, and the ants took from this. So the Mishnah gave us a sim. The ones that are on top, these are the white ones. They're the ones that are ripe. They could have been from after the cutting. The ones that are underneath, the green ones, they're unripe. They were taken before I started to cut. And Memela, I know that doesn't belong to the Aniyim. Rabbi Meir says that sometimes, even when you're cutting the ripe white ones, some green kernels could get mixed in. Therefore, the fact that it's green is not 100% proof that the ants didn't take it in after I started to cut. And Memela, you have to leave it for the Aniyim because Suffolk Leket, says Rameyer, has to be treated like Leket.